I'm here to talk to you about the Avenger Initiative.
Hey, man. We're about to jump on that ginormous spaceship. You want to come?
Anybody ever tell you you're a little paranoid?
Not to my face. Why? Did you hear something?
I'm getting revenge. You're getting revenge?
Seriously? You gotta clean up your room. It's a complete mess.
I am Groot.
I am Iron Man.
Everyone up here versus everyone down there.
This is your legacy.
Did he freeze?
Like an antelope in headlights.
Are you finished?
Puny God.
Back here on The Takeaway, I'm Tanzina Vega. Avengers Endgame, the last chapter in Marvel's movie universe, is making its way into theaters this weekend. Its marketing budget, somewhere in the $200 million range, and its runtime, just over 3 hours. 3 hours? I don't even remember the last time I saw a movie that was 3 hours long, but I digress.
Even if there's a small chance that we can undo this, I mean, we owe it to everyone who's not in this room to try.
If we do this, how do we know it's gonna end any differently than it did before?
Because before you didn't have me.
Hey, new girl, everybody in this room is about that superhero life. And if you don't mind my asking, where the hell have you been all this time?
There are a lot of other planets in the universe. And unfortunately, they didn't have you guys.
The latest Avengers film is on track to gross more than $900 million globally in its opening weekend. But while Marvel's heroes continue to soar at the box office, a recent indie superhero movie hasn't gained as much traction.
Didn't you ever wonder if our abilities meant something? Like we could really do something.
We're not superheroes, Lila. We're just trying to get by.
But what if there's more?
Trust me, there's not.
But what if there is and you just can't see it?
That was Gugu Mbatha-Raw and Sanaa Sidney in a scene from Fast Color, directed by Julia Hart. The movie stars Mbatha-Raw as Ruth, a woman who has supernatural powers, who returns home to her family while hiding out from the authorities chasing her. Since opening in limited release last weekend, Fast Color has struggled to find much of an audience. And that suggests that the future might be bleak for other low-budget superhero movies.
Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
With me is Valerie Complex, a freelance writer covering cinema, and Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Great to have you both back on the show.
Hi, Tanzina.
All right, let's start with the big movie this weekend, Avengers Endgame. It's the 22nd Marvel movie. No wonder why I have trouble keeping up with all these films. For anyone who missed some of the 21st prior movies, what was it all about, Rafer?
Well, it's all about saving the world, pretty much. You know, what else is there to do if you're a superhero?
Try 21 times, and we're going to get it on the 22nd.
There's going to be a supervillain. He's going to come down, try to take things over, take over the world. In the case of the Avengers, the latest ones, it's take over the entire universe.
Oh, why? Okay,
so things are getting big.
Now, Valerie, Marvel, as we've talked about on the show, has been slow to make movies about heroes who aren't white guys, right? How much do some of the heroes from Captain Marvel and Black Panther factor into this film?
A little bit.
Not should
because
they be there more?
This film is really about the OGs, as you say, the originals, the original six or seven: Thor, Captain America, Black Widow, the Hulk, Iron Man, and Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. So it's really about the core and focuses on that.
So given that, large blockbuster films looking at superheroes seem to get all the attention. Let's pivot for a second to the other film I mentioned at the top, Fast Color. Valerie, you saw this film. What did you think about it?
I really liked Fast Color. It's not a perfect film, but I think overall it's a worth it movie, one to watch, especially if you're looking for something that doesn't have a $100 million plus budget and where the focus is really the characters and not their powers and what they can do. But it's a family drama about people with powers.
Rafer, in terms of representation in indie space and indie films, particularly when it comes to superheroes, how good of a job is being done?
In indie films, I'm not sure you'd see anything that's a heck of a lot better, necessarily. You know, I think the superhero genre in general is something that indie filmmakers tend to stay away from because it demands such an astronomical budget. And you look at something like Fast Color, and you're clearly looking at somebody who's using what's at hand. You know, they're using existing people's homes and you know, found locations. You know, that's a, I don't know what the budget is on that, but I would guess it's pretty low, less than the marketing budget of the Avengers
film. For the
film,
right. And even given that, Fast Color has not done so well in the box office, Valerie. I'm wondering, is there an audience for indie superhero movies like this, or can you see some crossover between the folks who are maybe going to see Marvel, DC films, and the folks who are coming to see this, or are they just totally different audiences?
Well, I think that the indie market has always been a tough one to crack in terms of like getting audience participation and viewership and things like that. And when you have something so niche as Fast Color, I think, you know, there's something missing from the mainstream that would sort of bring those fans over to the indie scene. We need more female superheroes. We need more superheroes of color, and we need more female superheroes of color. Because I think once you have that in the big budget, that might actually give people the interest to want to see something a little bit more on the indie side. The marketing for Fast Color wasn't, they didn't have a huge budget. And a lot of people are now seeing Fast Color because of word of mouth, not necessarily because of the marketing. And I just think that there's a lot of different factors. I think race plays a factor. Gender plays a factor. There's just a lot of factors working against the film. And it's unfortunate because when you smack it in between two blockbusters, we just had Shazam, and then now we have Endgame. Anything that comes out in between that time is going to get swallowed up.
And given the fact that there is an audience, I think, for superhero movies led by women of color, I mean, are there any lessons that can be learned from Fast Color?
It's important to remind these studios that dollars matter and people of color do go to the movies. And that's why I think a lot of it has to do with some form of bias, you know, or discrimination, because there's money to be made, but they're not going after it. So it's really the problem.
I have an idea. How about a movie, if you're hearing me, Marvel, about the Dora Milaje only? Right, from Black Panther.
People have been crying out. They've been begging for a film about, like, Storm from the X-Men.
Yeah,
like,
what about Storm?
This is, like, the stuff that, like, Fast Color is the type of stuff that people have been begging for because it's an original concept. Women of color are in charge. People just don't know about it. Like, I've had to retweet, you know, and spread my review far and wide for people to be like, oh, that came out? Okay, I'll go check it out.
You're nodding, Rafer. You agree?
I think with a movie like this, there's just probably only so much you can do. Julia Hart's husband is Jordan Horowitz, who co-wrote the script with her, I think, and he is the producer of La La Land. No slouch in the producing business, I'll just say. And here's his own baby of a movie.
It's struggling.
You know. I just think, and you see this all the time, you know, with A-list stars. I get emails all the time about movies with two or three A-list stars that are coming out on DVD. And it's because, you know, whoever's putting these things out doesn't have the faith that these movies can make it against something like a Marvel Endgame or a Shazam.
Valerie Complex is a freelance writer covering cinema, and Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. And we appreciate you both so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Kat from St. Louis, Missouri. I would like to see more diversity in lead character-driven movies like Black Panther, more female-driven movies like Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel, and more representation like those two characters who weren't presented as over-sexualized eye candy.
Hi, this is Laska, and I'm calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. In superheroes, I look for oddness, quirkiness, darkness, meditation on the human condition, conflicted heroes and heroines, realism.
Hello, this is Victoria calling from Minneapolis. I'd like to see an environmental hero that communicates a vision for the future that is hopeful and offers real science and effective action. Make it fun, dramatic, with amazing special effects while being inspiring.
Hi, this is Susanna calling from Burien. I'd like to see way more movies where the main superhero is an ethnicity other than Caucasian looking. There hasn't yet been a Filipino-American Marvel main superhero or many other ethnicities. I would love to see more African-American superhero main characters as well. Basically, an equal percentage of women and way more diverse ethnicities playing the main characters.
Well, hey there. This is Fred Brinkley from Waxhaw, North Carolina. And in a superhero movie,
I like them to be kind of funny. If it doesn't have a little humor in there, it just gets boring.